Hello and welcome to the show. Here at the Thunderbolt, I tend to cover a lot of controversial topics from controversial points of view. And therefore, some of the other folks that work with Hollow Earth Radio always appreciate it when I point out that while they may agree with the views expressed on this program, they also very well may not. And in either case, they are in no way responsible for that content. Therefore, if my show makes you want to start hurling blunt objects at people, then make sure you choose the correct target, which in this case would be me, not them. And now, on with the show! Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Powerball Lottery wants to know, what would you do with $1 billion?
I'd buy an army and kill everybody.
I'd finally get that abortion.
I'd move my favorite football team back to Los Angeles.
I'd kill Nicole Brown Simpson all over again.
I'd sew a cat's head onto a dog.
I'd have a second cup of coffee.
Harry never has a second cup of coffee at home.
I'd bring Hitler back to life.
I'd buy an island in Tahiti and have it gold-plated.
I'd probably break under the strain.
Powerball. A dollar and a dream.
Ooh-wee. Is it already time for another Thunderbolt? Why, yes indeed. It is May 5th, 2017. Well, let's start this week's show off by considering the fact that from the time you were born until right now, every single thing you have ever done in your whole life has all led to you sitting here listening to me tell you that every single thing you have ever done in your whole life has all led to you sitting here listening to me tell you that everything you have ever done in your whole life has all led to you sitting here telling me.
1, 2, 3.
According to some, the universe was created by an entity known as God, and we humans were created in this God's image. Well, my own theory is that humanity represents a manifestation of the universe attempting to become aware of itself. So if my theory is correct, then the entity generally referred to as God
does not itself have a clue what is going on, and in fact is using us to try to figure it out. If I were to turn my theory into a religion, I guess I would call it the Church of God, the Clueless. Or, alternatively, I might call it the Church of God, the Comedian. For if there is some sort of overarching intelligence that is running things around here, then one observation I would make is that this intelligence seems to have a highly developed sense of humor. Well, scientists are now working on confirming my theory. They are now thinking that they can create their own little universe. You see, they know that our own universe is constantly creating and spinning off other universes all the time. Black holes are involved in this, but otherwise, don't ask me how all that stuff works. So evidently, these scientists all got to thinking. If we know that the universe is doing this, and if we know how it is doing it, then why can't we use our new Hadron Collider and create a little mini black hole, and thus create our own little Big Bang, and thus create our own little universe? Our little toy universe would even come complete with its very own space and with its very own time. And what all of this means as far as religious world is concerned, then according to their own definition, if we can create universes of our own, then rather than a mere image of God, we are now gods ourselves. Sort of like God Junior. Another implication here, if we can create a universe, then rather than being created ourselves by some mysterious and unfathomable entity, who is to say that our own universe was not created instead by some guy who was sitting in some lab somewhere? If this is true, then people have been fighting all these wars for all these centuries over some frigging nerd who does not even live in our space-time continuum. But you know, it could be worse. In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, he posits that all life on Earth evolved from some microbes that were left in some feces that was deposited several billion years ago by an intelligent species of spacefaring cockroaches. Now maybe you can understand why I am such a loyal fan of Douglas Adams. The Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. But first, a word from the All-American Mercenary Prince. If Eric Prince did not exist,
then the machine would need to invent him. Eric Prince does exist, though, so they don't need to invent him.
Standing at the machine every day for all my life, I'm used to do it, and I needed it. The only thing I want is just to rush, push, cash.
So tell me, Thunderbolt fans, and be honest here, don't you occasionally find yourself in need of a private army that is not subject to the rule of law?
Standing at the machine every day for all my life, I'm used to do it, and I need it. The only thing I want is just to rush, push, cash.
Okay, well, maybe that's kind of off the charts.
Standing at the machine every day for all my life, I'm used to do it, and I need it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush.
But surely, push, you've occasionally wished that you had a few killer drones at your beck and call.
NASA.
Or at least some intel on some particularly problematic enemy or other, eh?
I know you think I'm crazy, I gotta ask you all the same. I know you're just an asshole, I wanna dance with you, that's my game, cuz. I know you're gonna keep the beat. You're gonna dance with me and me no fear. I wanna see you dance. You're gonna follow me. Please don't let me alone. Make up your mind. I'm not the kind who's gonna use a phone.
Or perhaps you have found yourself in need of a quieter and more clandestine operation, wherein you wish to employ a few black ops to slice open a few throats in the dark of the night. Well, if so, then Thunderbolt fans are in luck, because Eric Prince is your one-stop shop for everything that is massively and professionally lethal. Yes, kids, what do you need? Equipment, personnel, logistics. Well, Mr. Prince has all of that. Plus, he has ex-SEALs and ex-Rangers just standing by, ready, willing, and able to blow the shite out of whatever and whoever you choose. And if you really want to make an impression, Mr. Prince can even provide you with a fleet of Blackhawk helicopters armed with Hellfire missiles. Yippee!
Standing at the machine every day for all my life, I used to do it, and I need it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush.
Yes,
push.
If you have the price, then Eric Prince stands ever ready to deal fiery death and apocalyptic whoop-ass upon the enemy of your choice.
Standing at the machine every day for all my life, I used to do it, and I need it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush.
And if you are thinking big and considering overthrowing someone else's country, Mr. Prince offers the full spectrum of military services, including intelligence and logistics. So all you have to do is write the check, and Mr. Prince will be able to bring in everything from spy planes to paramilitary operatives to teams of clandestine hunter killers on the ground, all of whom are willing and able to go forth and kick some major Muslim dictator ass. Eric Prince could be the very face of pure, sociopathic, mass-murdering evil. not surprisingly, Eric Prince comes from an elite family that pretty much owns the town of Holland, Michigan. However, very surprisingly for an uber wealthy brat, Eric Prince not only joined the military, but he made it onto the SEAL team, which I can assure you is a truly and unimaginably grueling experience. And it's an experience that requires brains, brawn, duration, stability, durability, originality, lots and lots of pain, and, frankly, not a little bit of fanaticism. Then, in the late 90s, Mr. Prince started what was originally visioned to be a law enforcement training center and a shooting range. Yes, it was the Blackwater Training Center. Among other things, they built a mock high school to train law enforcement officials on how to deal with Columbine-like shooting scenarios. Yes, taking down the bad guys became literally, to Eric Prince, a religious duty. You know, it's a funny thing I've noticed is that every time God starts talking to people, he or she or it seems to have a habit of telling them whatever it was they wanted to hear. So anyway, then came 9/11, and the baby elephant Blackwater began its historic and epic romp throughout the Middle East. Yes, contracts with the military, the State Department, and the CIA began rolling in, along with vaults full of unaccountable government cash. And thus, Eric Prince, a fanatical Islamophobic right-wing activist, whose mother is one of the major funders of the movement to stop gay people from being able to get married. Yes, Eric Prince suddenly found himself at the head of an organization that could be called the Death Star of Mercenary Forces. And Mr. Prince has been mass slaughtering Muslims ever since.
Yeah, Mr. Prince takes down terrorists, but he also takes down grandmothers and children. Guess they're all fair game for Blackwater's trigger-happy gang of terrorists and killers. At one point, the Justice Department did do a criminal investigation of Blackwater, but according to Jeremy Scahill, senior prosecutors involved in that case said this: "Look, we've got an overwhelming abundance of evidence indicating that this company has committed systematic criminal violations of our defense restrictions that are in place for our own national security, so that we're not exporting these things to people that potentially could do harm to the U.S. or its interests. And while we're trying to bring this criminal case, the Obama administration and Secretary Hillary Clinton are giving them more contracts. So how do we go in front of a jury to say that this is a criminal enterprise? But the Democratic president and his Secretary of State keep giving them contracts. Anyway, Mr. Prince is once again in the news. Because as I pointed out many times here in the Thunderbolt, insane fanatics never know when to say never. Nor do they know when to leave a good thing alone. You can always count upon them to push the envelope way too far until it finally bursts open all over everyone else's fadoodlies. So how does someone like Eric Prince ever get into a courtroom? Ha 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 ha. Well, here might be how someone like Eric Prince finally meets a courtroom. For as a result of Hillary and Barack's intervention into Libya, that country is now an insane mess wherein Islamic forces are making major inroads. Or ripe pickings for an entrepreneurial mercenary. There are basically two competing and mutually antagonistic governments running Eastern and Western Libya these days. And while the Americans, of course, are attempting to force their own government down everyone else's throat by saying that this is the only government that the rest of the world will, quote, recognize, then this means that no one knows what the hell is going to happen in Libya. And what that means is that all that Libyan oil wealth is just sitting in Libya, since no one wants to do serious business with any of these governments until they know which, if any, government will ultimately prevail. But never fear, Libyan warlords, because Eric Prince is on the case. Yes, kids, Eric Prince is alleged to have been illegally using Chinese banks to launder Libyan warlord money. And he's been loaning them this money so that these warlords could then afford to hire Mr. Prince's services. Yes, Eric Prince is now invading the turf of the Wall Street banksters. Ha ha ha. Competing with Wall Street? Yes, kids. That is what it takes to get Eric Prince into a courtroom. A former intelligence officer told The Intercept this: money laundering for Libyan officials using a Chinese bank That is the issue that pushed it over the edge, unquote. Now, concerning Blackwater, there's been the proven mass murder of civilians. There were numerous and various allegations of major financial corruption. There were war crimes and crimes against humanity galore that could all be laid at Blackwater's door. Here's an interesting question that no one bothered to ask. Why did those folks in Fallujah string those Blackwater contractors up on that bridge? Yet after all of this, laundering money through unapproved banks for unapproved people is what finally, quote, pushed it over the edge. Really? Yeah, this guy's off the rails with that money laundering shite. Needs to be taken down for sure for that. That's sort of like taking down Al Capone for tax evasion. Anyway, we'll just need to do a wait see on Eric Prince. And meanwhile, there's still plenty of other nastiness out there in the world that needs our attention. So it's time once again to get to work, kids. This week's Thunderbolt calendar is coming right up right now. Yippee! And actually, this show is a rerun, and so actually, we will be right back with some more Thunderbolts after a quick station break. Prepare yourselves properly. The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of KHUH-FM, nor anyone that has anything to do with KHUH-FM. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
So concerning those land developers in New York who are constructing the high-rises that have separate entrances for their regular residents and their subsidized low-income residents.
Oh, well, the purple of love.
Well, everyone was outraged. And so was I.
I'm gonna run town in an aged Cadillac.
At least I was outraged until I read Dr. Wes Browning's column in Real Change last week.
I wanna play on the roundabout, out on the merry-go-round.
In this article, he states,
we all know what your name is.
Rich people ruin my life.
Money down.
Please don't make me use the same facilities that they use. And after I thought about it,
alimony, alimony, paying your bills,
I found myself in total agreement. Why should us good, honest, regular folks, who have things like love and morals and true friends in our lives, be exposed to such low-life scum as rich people who have none of those things?
We all know what your name is, so you better lay your money down.
Why should our children be forced to attend school with some rich brat whose father had to see a psychiatrist for 3 years before he could hug his son? Why should I have to be exposed, some ignorant, arrogant, sociopathic, human mutant hybrid that makes his living ruining people's lives?
With
coming.
The butler and the maid and their servantry.
Take a Sunday drive around a large American city sometime. In the poor parts of town, you will see people everywhere hanging out, socializing, walking, and doing what actual humans have been doing with each other for millennia. In the rich parts of town, though, you'll see only walls and gates and thick hedges. If you're lucky, you may see a jogger. And in the real rich neighborhoods, you'll need to negotiate a guarded gate to get anywhere near them.
But here's a single word you say.
Are these the kind of values that we want to teach to our children? Should I have taught my daughter to be afraid of people? And to build thick walls and hire guards because you so fear the world? Should I have told my daughter, in order to make it to the top in crony corporate capitalist world, my beautiful child, you will need to forget everything they taught you in kindergarten about playing fair and sharing and being nice, and about not slicing people's throats open? Instead, you will need to develop a level of ambition that indicates serious psychological derangement. You will need a willingness to sell your soul to the devil. And of course, you will need a willingness to mass murder women and children for profit. These people are like the complete opposite of everything that actual humans should be. And so I say, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever. Hell yeah. I would suggest that we lock them up in prison-like conditions under strict security behind several layers of locked doors and surrounded with walls and armed guards, just to make sure that they stayed away from us. But they already do this to themselves, so we don't even need to bother. Yes, I know we've spent many centuries now trying to stop persecution of people based upon social class. And I know that the truly enlightened person will see the humanity even of rich people. The wise person will look below all the murder and stealing and lying and cheating. And he will see the true lost soul that lay underneath.
All aboard.
Like way underneath.
Gonna take my feet right way back.
And the truly advanced human,
watch that train roll down the track,
would be able to manage this beat without vomiting.
Gonna bring it on home, bring it on home.
Yeah, who knows what hurdles and challenges rich people must face in their insulated little bubble worlds. Yeah, maybe that man who just sold a bunch of fighter jets to that brutal dictator is suffering from PTSD because his mother didn't breastfeed him or something. So show some humanity, why don't ya? But tell me, has there ever been a social class that so deserves to be shunned and mocked?
Trying to love you, baby, what you trying to do? You try to love me, baby, and I love some other man too. Bring it on home, bring it on home. Bring it on home, I said I'll bring it on, baby. Bring it on home, baby.
the man. What you got to say for yourself?
I plead innocent of all charges.
I'm gonna bring it all home.
Thunderbolt's about to bring it right on home to you right now. Thunderbolt calendar, coming right up. Yippee. The Thunderbolt is now going to break character and put forth a positive point of view. Not too positive, though. I wouldn't want to ruin the Thunderbolt's reputation, after all. But it is easy to lose hope. There is, in fact, a large group of organized people who offer emotional support for each other to help deal with the fact that humanity is about to become extinct. And I'm not convinced that they're wrong. But we're talking about hope here. Or hopium, if you're one of those folks who are waiting for the end of the world. I did say I didn't want to be too positive here. Anyway, to the vast majority of the public, for the vast majority of recorded history, slavery was a perfectly acceptable institution. Anyone that denounced slavery was considered to be an off-the-charts radical. Women were basically considered to be the property of their men. Religious persecution was the norm rather than the exception. But now, none of those things are any longer true. Humanity has been moving in the right direction. Yes, it seems to be glacially slow, because it is, but it has been steady, and generally, when the big breakthroughs do come through, they seem to come suddenly and unexpectedly. For instance, look at how quickly public opinion on gay rights seemed to turn around. Look at how quickly our marijuana laws are changing. What it takes to change things is to beat your head against a wall for decades or even centuries. Eventually, cracks develop. Then, seemingly suddenly, but actually, after years or decades or centuries of preparation, the dam breaks and people suddenly move en masse in the right direction. So yeah, things look really bad right now. But we may have time yet. If we can get that damned dam to break sometime soon. So don't lose hopium yet, kids. It's time to get to work now. All right. So I'm going to fill in the rest of the show with some music. And in the interest of maintaining hopium, let us consider the world of bygone days. This is Jeffrey Lewis.
Before the land, before time, there was a time before land, when the world was just slime, and Krongu was the brand. Yes, Krongu green sludge was the popular item. There might have been better sludges, but no one ever tried them. Bought and sold by the platter, green slime by Krongu. It was the most popular matter, it was the most popular hue. It was from sea to sea, it was from dawn to dark. It had thoroughly cornered all of the market. All other colors were in absentia. Back in BC 10 zillion, there was no puce or magenta or chartreuse or cerulean. No red, yellow, or blue. Well, to put it properly, there was green slime by Krongu. It was a total monopoly. If you'd bought stock in Thero, for a while it would have skyrocketed. It would have been mucho dinero that you would have stood to have pocketed. If you missed out on that ship, then you have my sympathies, kid. 'Cause Krongu's value dipped, as those slimy seas did. And land started to pop up, in dribs and drabs at a time. And creatures started to hop up, from the oceans of slime. Krongu's grip started slipping with this slew of innovations. There was now competition from some new corporations. There were so many styles, and it all seemed so nice. These millions of aisles of life's merchandise. Some tiny, some giant. Some could chirp, some could buzz. Rebellious or compliant. With scales, feathers, or fuzz. Some were stupid as turnips. Some were lowly as corals. Some had high-minded concepts. Dreams and ideas and morals. Some were fanged, some were toothless. Some were sweet, some were salty. They were popular but useless. They were pretty but faulty. Yes, I guess I got fleeced. I got baited and hooked by each dream and each beast. It didn't work as good as it looked, 'cause each one crapped out and broke. Built to last, forget it. Get a refund, that's a joke. You can't even exchange for store credit. Someone do some muck raking, an expose, a news tip off. This whole store is a heartbreaking fraudulent. Forget friends, family, dreams, hearts, trees, birds, dogs, snakes. Forget you, forget me. It's just cheap stuff that breaks. And in the land after time, and the time after land, they'll just roll out the slime into the most trusted brand. When push comes to shove, it'll be Krongoo. No dismissals, no disbarments, no more tears, no more love, no more crew of disposable varmints. 'Cause before the land, before time, there was a time before land, when the world was just slime, and Krongoo was the brand. Yes, Krongoo green sludge was the popular item. There might have been better sludges, but no one ever tried them.
We'll be right back.
That was Kate Bush with Constellation of the Heart. Before that, we had Jeffrey Lewis with Krongu Green Slime. Who knows? Maybe the slime will return. We'll see you later. That's it. Have a good day, have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Peace. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And a quick note here. The Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes, or you can go to radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net, where you can also find the show notes, as well as a year's worth of downloadable episodes of The Thunderbolt.
Thank you very much.